100 days on the place, yeah, man. It's a kick it, you know. That's right.
Yeah, me rolling and rock it to the beat, and me love the sound.
Oh, Chess, you can mess with the sound. Better grab your girl, your posse, and gather round.
Yeah, me rolling and bobbing and going like a mad man. Oh, the man got the studio for 19 or long, so me say.
Hey, 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 Digital Sister, I'm back. How is everybody this week? Well, the podcast continues to grow, and I really thank you for tuning in and helping it to grow. I want to thank my fans and my growing base of fans in Colorado and my growing base of fans in Edmonton, Calgary, Canada. And also I want to do a shout out to my friends in London, England. Thank you so much for tuning in to Digital Sister, and I'm just thrilled that you're enjoying the podcast. Also, what I like to share with the listeners is I got my very first comment posted to my podcast, Digital Sister 17. And I can't tell you how thrilling that is, because that lets me know that my listeners out there like what I'm talking about, and people are beginning to weigh in with their own comments, and I thank you for that. So please continue to leave audio messages at 206-309-7325 or post a comment on the podcast, because I would really love to get the dialogue going, and I can see that we're just around the corner from that happening. So keep tuning in and keep listening. And again, thank you. I'm excited about how everything is growing. Well, again, I talk about this a lot, but I think it's very important that I do talk about it. The cover of XXL, it's sad because here is another young rapper that's been murdered. And I'm talking about the murder of D as in David, 12's Proof. They don't say how old he was, but I'm guessing since he's a contemporary of Eminem, he's probably, you know, late 20s, early 30. And it's so sad that, again, here is a young man who's doing very good, putting out good music, working with lots of good people, and he's gunned down at the height of his success. D12, Proof, as he is known, was a Detroit rapper, and he was a very good and dear friend of rapper Eminem. In fact, he was the one who really kind of got Eminem started in hip-hop, and they were really the best of friends, probably, you know, like brothers. And it's sad that here we have another issue in another magazine talking about the death of another rapper. Apparently he was gunned down, seems to be a drive-by. Doesn't seem that there are any witnesses at this point, from what I've been reading about his murder. But it's just, it's ridiculous. It's sad, and it really, really has to end. Another thing that I find interesting with the magazines, Vibe, XXL, and The Source to some degree is, think about it when you pick up an issue. The thing that I find very interesting and frightening, because I've spoken about it several times, is that what's happening with these magazines is that the issue that's driving the sales of the magazine is really the untimely deaths of so many of our young black rappers. That is what is the lead story and the cover story on the magazine. The previous issue of XXL had Busta Rhymes on there, you know, with the tape across his mouth for the snitching. No, two issues ago, as a matter of fact. And he was on the cover of Vibe. But what I find interesting is on the cover, and what a lot of the material devoted to in the magazines is about, it's not about the music, it's not about what's going on with the current scene with hip-hop and rap. It's talking about murder, it's talking about death, it's talking about the untimely destruction of too many of our young black men. When is it going to stop? And I'm just, you know, I feel for these young men, because Even though they're doing this street cred, as I talked about, and, you know, some are living that thug life, and they're caught up in the bling-bling of things, but when one of their buddies gets shot and killed, they're having a tough time dealing with the trauma and the loss of that friend. And I think what happens is, you know, the fantasy and the whole myth thing about who they really are goes away. Because what happens is you're just looking at a friend of yours who was with you yesterday, who's no longer with you today, because some idiot out there who was probably jealous decided to take them out at an inappropriate time. I mean, it's never appropriate, but to take them out at the height of when they're doing something. And I think, as I said before in a previous podcast, we have to look a lot deeper with some of the issues that are going on. Yes, they may be some, you know, just murders that happen, but I really think a lot of it has to do with the terrible psychology that a lot of people have, and it really gets down to jealousy. And I spoke about it in my previous podcast and what I saw in Fitty's movie about how easy it is to take people out when you have a conflict, when you're jealous, when you just don't think they should be there, you know, rather than just ignoring them and just letting them go on about their business. So we have to look very carefully at what's going on in the psyches of too many of our young black men. It seems to me that it's too easy to be jealous, it's too easy to be hating, and that seems to be where the effort goes. And again, why not put that energy into making good music? Why not put that energy into making good bonds with people so that you can work together and put out great labels that will play the music that you want to play, and turn the tide? I mean, that's why so many of our hip-hop artists can't really go on tour, because there's this fear that there's going to be an eruption of violence. And yes, the mixtapes are selling and, you know, you get airplay on the radio, but I can imagine that there's probably nothing like the rush you would get if you're able to go out on tour and perform, you know, in 10, 12, 20 cities and let people really hear your music and get your message out there. But, you know, that's the problem with hip-hop. That's the problem today. And that's why there aren't many concerts. People, concert promoters, don't want to book them at their venues because they're afraid that some kind of violence is going to erupt. And I hate to say, it probably will. Because what happened to the days where you could just go to a concert, hear the music, you know, maybe meet some people, and have a good time? You know, that's not how it is today, and I don't understand why a concert always has to erupt with some kind of violence. But I hope that the magazines will get back and start looking at what they're doing. Yes, I know they have to sell magazines, and the violence sells, but why not make a switch and start really putting something on the cover about the music, the trend, artists that are really doing something interesting that we should hear about. And let's move away from just promoting the murders. You know, it's just really sad to me. And it's sad to me that, you know, you have to hear from these young men who are just torn up about this. It's almost as if they're having a hard time dealing with it. And as I said before, you know, fantasy meets reality. And now they're dealing with the reality. And the reality is one of their boys has been murdered. It doesn't seem like there's any witnesses. It probably will go unsolved, except for the fact that he was part of a famous group and a friend of Eminem. It might just be another murder in Detroit that's not even reported. So, you know, let's look at this. Let's hopefully our rappers will, as I said in previous podcasts, stand up against this and eventually force, I think, the magazines that really cover the industry to begin getting back to looking at the music, looking at the artists who are making good music, not getting so caught up in the whole issue of the violence and the death that unfortunately goes hand in hand with a lot of our hip-hop artists. Really sad to me, really sad to me. But again, let's look at what's happened with Billy Preston. I was really sorry to hear today that he died, and he was only 59 years old. This is like really tragic to me because, okay, Billy Preston, he's only 59. We lost Luther Vandross last year. He was just 55. And about 2 or 3 years ago, we lost Barry White, who was just 58. And it's scary to me that here are three, you know, very talented black men who were really putting out some serious music that we all loved and that we all had some copy of at some point in time. But they all died in their 50s, and all three had variations of kidney disease. So we have to look at that. You know, we've got to start taking better care of ourselves. It's not so much, and it's not only that we're losing our young black men who are involved perhaps in hip-hop or just in their communities, we're also losing, you know, middle-aged black men who are great artists, and they won't be replaced. And I think that's just really, really sad. So we have to look at that, and I'm hoping that our young rappers will look at what's going on with some of the guys who are older than them and make a change so that you can live beyond your 50s and enjoy your life and reinvent yourself. You may be a rapper now, but, you know, let's look at what Ice Cube is doing. He took some time off to make movies. You know, now he's come back working on a new CD. He is one of the rappers who's really transformed himself into something else. LL Cool J. They didn't get caught up in that drama. They were able to move on and expand their careers and flourish. So I'm hoping that some of our younger hip-hop artists will take note of that and remove themselves or get into something else or, you know, hang with a different crowd. But make sure that you live, because there's so much music you have to put out for us, and we would hate to see you leave us so early, like so many rappers seem to be doing these days, and so many of our black men seem to be doing this day. So it's just something that, you know, kind of bothered me, and I was upset about it, and I wanted to talk about it. Now, interestingly enough, hip-hop, you know, yes, it started in the Bronx, but it's one of those mediums that seems to be crossing the demographic lines and touching everyone. Now, interestingly enough, we have some real-life Gottis who are involved in rap. And hip-hop, you know, they've always kind of glorified the gangster image and taken on a lot of the gangster names like Capone, Escobar, Siegel, things like that, who were legendary mobsters. But now we have Carmine Gotti Agnello, who is the grandson of John Gotti, the godfather of the Gambino crime family, who has been at work working on a rap CD. I think that's like really, really interesting. He's young. He's 20 years old, and he's you know, got his street credibility. He's been in the business for a while, and he's, you know, listened to hip hop and all that sort of thing. He's been in a couple of videos, so I just think it's very interesting that Carmine is working on his own rap CD. And that he's working on, you know, getting into the mix with everybody else. Now, I wonder, and we have to look at this, I wonder if Carmine, being in hip-hop, is going to experience the level of violence that some of our black rappers experience. You know, I wonder if that's goes hand in hand, or will he be immune from it? But interesting, you know, something to look at, that hip-hop is a worldwide phenomenon, and, you know, it seems to intrigue and interest all types of people. So that's very, very interesting to me. What else do I want to talk about today? Oh, yeah, there's a book that's out, and I'm going to get a copy of it, and I'm going to read it and talk about it. It's called Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome, which is by, let me get this correct so we have the author's name here. The author is Dr. Joy DeGruy Leary. So Dr. Leary wrote this book, and I think it will explain some of the issues that I talk about in my podcast as it relates to the black-on-black crime and things like that that get in the way of people just making good music or doing great production work or being a great author or being a great actor. If we don't control those demons that rock around in our heads, they get in the way of our dreams and cause us to trip up. So I'm going to look for that book and get this book, and I'm going to read it, and I'm going to talk about it in future podcasts, because I think that's going to give us a bit of an understanding as to some of the things that are going on within the industry that need to change and that we need to look at. Because, you know, what's going to happen is, and this is just my opinion, you know, because I provide reflections, is at some point there's going to be so much death and carnage within the black hip-hop community that maybe one day there won't be a whole lot of black rappers left, you know what I mean? And then rap will be consumed and taken over by those who are not touched by violence as often as black men. So maybe Carmine Gotti will live a very full life, a very full hip-hop life, and record for many, many years, versus his young black brothers who get gunned down in their 20s and 30s. That's something to look at. And let's change that, because, you know where hip-hop started. It started up in the Bronx. We know who it started with, people of color. But if we don't get those demons under control and stop killing each other, we're going to find hip-hop is going to be flourishing in a whole nother community, and we're going to be standing on the outside looking through that glass window wanting to get back in. So we can't let that happen. We've got to get it together and work on these demons that are just destroying us and taking us away from good music. Even some of the old school rappers like Ice Cube, they're saying, you know, I don't want to rap about how much money I'm making or how many women, you know, I'm nailing. They just want to talk about and put out good music. So that's what we have to get back to, and I hope we get back to it fairly quickly. So this is going to be just a kind of a quick podcast. I just wanted to, again, talk about this issue because it really disturbs me, and I hope it gets some of you out there riled up too. We got to stop the madness and get back to just making really good music. And again, I want to thank my listeners in Colorado, Edmonton, and in London. Keep listening. Tell your friends. Share the podcast with your friends. And again, you know, when you go to my podcast page, become a fan. Let me hear from you, because I'm really, really eager to connect with you. So I'm going to be back with you in a couple of days. Have a great week. And find some good music and let me know about it so we can talk about it. Okay? Have a great week, and I will be back to you in a couple of days. Digital Sister, signing out. I'm gonna be